What kind of music you want to give to the people today?
I just want to play music the way I feel it, I suppose. And I want to tell the truth as I see it. And that's it.
I'm just the pieces of the man I used to be. Too many bitter tears are raining down on me. I'm far away from home, and I've been facing this alone for much too long.
I suppose what interests me in life is life and the way people feel about it. So I don't tend to write about mythology, no, not, but the original trigger can come from anywhere, you know, and sometimes it's nice if somebody gives you a thought and you work on it, you know, but the way that I develop a thought usually is very personal, you know, and I think either how I feel about this or how maybe somebody else would feel about it. And I suppose what fascinates me is the growth of a human being and his or her need to couple with another human being and his search to find the meaning in his life. So most of my stuff is kind of loosely about that, I suppose.
Because you never read the signs. Too much love will kill you every time. I'm just the shadow of the man I used to be.
I still get excited about rock and roll, you know. So, you know, I get excited about an Aerosmith album coming out, you know, or, you know, Coverdale Page and stuff. You know, I put it in and think, ah, what are they doing, you know? What have they found? I enjoy all that, you know, and I enjoy the adrenaline of the sort of high-energy music, you know. I also like other things, but I'm trying to think what I do like. I like people who think about their music, you know, people who put their own thoughts in and don't stick to the formulas. You know, so someone like Peter Gabriel, I know if I put on an album of his that he wants to get away from everything that's gone before, you know, and he's speaking how he feels. And he's also kind of parallel with me. He's a person who lived the life that I led. I want to know what he thinks.
The rockers of today. Mm. You have any message for them, for their choices, for their life?
Yeah, I would say to anybody starting out, you look at me and you look at Guns N' Roses or whatever and you think it's very glamorous, you know, and you think rock and roll is a way out. I would bear in mind that it's not necessarily so. You know, you do all this and some of it is very good fun and some of it is a good outlet, but it doesn't stop you having the normal problems of life. You know, you never get to this point where you're okay. You know, so as with rock and roll, as with everything else in life, you have to realize that you don't get to a perfect point. It's always a struggle. Even for me, you know, you probably think I'm okay, but I'm not. Okay, you know, I did this for many years and I love it, but the business takes something out of you. It unbalances your life and it makes it hard for you to get perspectives in your life, you know, so it's a choice that you make. But some of it is glamorous and some of it is not.
It seems like there's no way out of this for me. I used to bring you sunshine. All I ever do is bring you down.
Tell us about your future plans.
Well, I'm thinking about this a lot at the moment. What I would like to do, seeing as we now have a great band, you know, I'm very proud of the band that I have. I would like to go on and do some more touring and learn a little bit more about what I'm doing, because I still regard myself as kind of an apprentice in this new kind of area which I'm in. You know, I spent many years being a guitarist, but not so many singing. So I'd like to do that for a while, and then when the time comes to make another album, to make another statement, if you like. And I guess I just want to make more music, you know, to make better music, and also in terms of life, to find a balance between making music and living, which is sometimes very hard.